This is a piece of Anglo-Saxon jewellery known as the Canterbury Cross. It's the shape of a cruciform and would have been worn as a brooch, but it's lost its pin. The piece is just 5 centimetres in diameter and dates to around 850 AD. It's cast in bronze with silver decoration and incorporates a number of sophisticated techniques in its design. The Canterbury Cross was discovered in 1867 during excavations in St George's Street in Canterbury. It has acquired widespread fame as a symbol of the Church of Christianity throughout the Anglican world. The brooch features a cross with 4 arms that are wider on the outside, tapering in to a raised square boss at the centre. The end of each arm has curling outer tips. These 4 arcs describe a single circle, giving the overall effect of a round wheel. The arms of the cross within the circle resemble triangles, symbolising the Holy Trinity. Each of the 4 arms is decorated with a pattern of sinuous tendrils that surround a small triangular-shaped silver panel. The panels echo the shape of the arms with their sharp end pointing to the central boss. The silver panels are engraved and inlaid with Niello enamel, a black metal mixture of copper, silver, lead and sulphur. Each panel features a pattern of 3 interlaced oval shapes that form a triangle at the centre. This pattern is known as a triquetra. A stone monument in the same design as the Canterbury Cross was erected at Canterbury Cathedral and has since become familiar to those who make a pilgrimage there. In 1932, a Canterbury cross made up of pieces of stone from Canterbury was sent to each of the Anglican diocesan cathedrals of the world as a visible symbol of their communion with Canterbury. With deep connections to the religious and cultural heritage of the city, the cross has subsequently become iconic.